Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Edition of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen. Kevin Flynn here riding shotgun, back from the birthday bash. Todd, the radio god, should be taking a little pause, but he's not, but won't be on the show today. Told us record day, record amount of dollars raised, and the buses were full. So, way to go, Bismarck Mandan, on filling the bus for kids in need. That's so awesome. You need a little feel-good right now, don't you, with all this crazy world swirling around us? There's a feel good for you. Way to go, Bismarck Mandan, and the whole region for doing that and coming out yesterday to see the whole K-Fire crew and filling that dang bus. That's one of their staple events every year, and just warms my heart that that many people helped out today. So way to go, Todd, and the whole crew of K-Fire for that that big day yesterday. My big day yesterday on What's on Your Mind was talking to basically anybody from right out of high school through the early 30s, kind of the parenting, early parenting years where you're kind of starting to raise a family and worrying about what are these kids going to inherit. And I'm telling you, I don't remember a show where I was that touched. I really don't. So much so I'm starting to think like, I don't know, I don't want to discriminate against any of our listeners, but I will say this. If you're between 18 and 34 and you're listening to this program, at least till we get through the really rough waters that we now have. What do you mean by rough waters, Scott? Well, I'm going to start with the fact that we look really, really weak on the world stage right now. And this is not something that people pay close attention to. It's like, Afghanistan, I've been hearing about it for too long. I'd rather go to the lake, right? You know, I don't know how many people are paying attention. But those that are listening to this program pay attention. And the high school graduates on up through, and somebody, there's 18-year-olds in high school still, but I'm just saying that 18 to early 30s crowd, you know, it's your baby. Us gray hairs, you know, we're here for a bit yet. But it is you and your kids and your grandkids that have the most at stake here. Not only with Afghanistan, with the lack of any kind of semblance of anything other than chaos at the border. There's chaos at the border. There's chaos in Afghanistan. There's chaos for us on the world stage. We have a chaotic situation with Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, and the Republicans doing their level best to try and, you know, literally put a finger in the dike as it comes to spending and inflation and, you know, look at all the things they're trying to do right now. I mean, I literally could go down a list and take me the rest of the show worth of actual peril to freedom and the American way. So I'll do it again. Priority, if you're, you know, 18 to early 30s, because I want to know what you think about all this, and I was so glad to have people call it yesterday. Easy way to do that, just call us. 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550. That's the K-Fire line, 24-7. Our AM 1100 flag the line, the Kevin answers, AM 1100 the flag, 701-271-1100. Those are two numbers for you to keep in your speed dial. You can text me at 701-367-2054. You can always text our super producer. If you got a hot story, the guy is a news hound. He tracks folks down. He gets them on this show. And the only one he's not been able to crack is the woman who called and a few other people a few weeks back saying they were doing, you know, a ranch rescue. They were working on hay. And, Chris, what did we find out there anyway? The woman gave us the wrong number. Do you remember where she was from, Chris?
I don't remember where she was from.
Yeah, I want to say like Velva. I want to say like Velva. But if that woman is listening today or anybody that's aware of a ranch rescue, I want you to call too because we're in the middle of a record drought. No time in our history since we've recorded these readings have we seen a fall and a spring and a summer like we've just had. So if you raise cattle and have nothing to feed them, and there is no help in sight, you have a very limited amount of choices. That's peril right now, and we want to help there. So call one of those numbers and let us know how we can help. 271-1100, 258-0550. Text me at 701-367-2054, or this super producer, Chris. 701-352-8661. And if you call and leave us a number for us to get back to you, it has to be the right number, otherwise we can't get back to you. So we've not been able to fulfill that promise through nobody's fault. Just was a little typo in the number for us. And we want to know what's out there. Let us know on the program today, would you? We're brought to you by PetroServe USA, home of home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. In Valley City today, the French dip sandwich is the lunch special of choice. Now, there's French dip sandwiches, and then there's a PetroServe USA French dip sandwich. Same thing as the pulled pork they have in Valley City today, or the meatloaf dinner in Harwood. You will not be able to tell the difference from your grandmother's meatloaf dinner and PetroServe USA. I-29, Harwood exit, 12th Avenue and I-29, PetroServe USA, chicken fettuccine, vegetable beef hot dish. Are you kidding me? West Main Avenue, West Fargo. I've never met a hot dish I didn't like. Unless it had ham in it. Salisbury Steak on NP Avenue downtown. Pizza hot dish. There's another hot dish in Glendon today. PetroServe USA, you tell them Scott sent you. And they'll give you some extra special, wonderful treatment. All right. I don't know if you heard this, watched this, saw reports of it, but George Snuffleupagus, what's his name, Kev? I sometimes mess it up. George starts with an S. And has a bunch of O's and U's and S's in it.
Step on top of us.
Okay. Yep. The guy on ABC News that used to work for Clinton that tries to tell us he's an objective journalist, right? That guy?
Yeah, him.
He was interviewing Joe Biden. You know it's going to be tough when he interviews Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah.
But he did actually have to ask him a couple of questions that I heard something here. I want to know if you heard it too. So roll that and then let's see if we agree on what we heard here.
All troops are supposed to be out by August 31st. Even if Americans and our Afghan allies are still trying to get out, they're going to leave?
We're going to do everything in our power to get all Americans out and our allies out.
Does that mean troops will stay beyond August 31st if necessary?
It depends on where we are and whether we can get ramp these numbers up to 5,000 to 7,000 a day coming out. If that's the case, they'll all be out.
Because we've got like 10 to 15,000 Americans in the country right now, right? And are you committed to making sure that the troops stay until every American who wants to be out is out?
Yes.
How about our Afghan allies? We have about 80,000 people.
Well, that's not the
estimate. Is that too high?
That's too high.
How many?
The estimate we're giving is somewhere between 50 and 65,000 folks, counting their families.
Does the commitment hold for them as well?
The commitment holds to get everyone out that, in fact, we can get out and everyone should come out. And that's the objective. That's what we're doing now. That's the path we're on. And I think we'll get there.
So Americans should understand the troops might have to be there beyond August 31st.
No, Americans should understand that we're going to try to get it done before August 31st.
But if we don't, the troops will stay.
If we don't, we'll determine at the time who's left.
And?
And if there are American forces, if there's American citizens left, we're going to stay till we get them all out.
This was not a complicated question, but did you notice how complicated he made the answer?
Oh, well, right.
What I heard is, I set a deadline, screw you, we're going to do the deadline. If we get 10 of the 65,000 out, so be it. Sorry, Afghan allies. And I wouldn't even be real confident if I was an American there now. Given that he's got hot to trot for this August 31st deadline. Well, it depends on how many we can go. A plane breaks down, we didn't get as many. Sorry, we're out of here at 8:31. Now, a Navy SEAL would answer that question a lot better. And listen to this interview from Fox and Friends this morning with Angela Earhart. She interviewed Marcus Luttrell from Lone Survivor. He's a retired Navy SEAL. And you know, essentially she was saying, you know, here's the dilemma right now. How would you do it? Here's how he answered. Listen.
How can we do it, Marcus?
We're America. Call up Stallone and get the Expendables online or something. Just send us back in there. We can do it. That's not the problem. The problem's not whether or not we can do that job. We'll drop right in there and pull everybody out. We can do whatever y'all want us to. It's just up to the American people how far you want to let us go. It's always been that way. Y'all set the standards and the rules for us, and we implement them. And it's when we don't get a chance to perform in our duties and do the best that we can for y'all that it actually affects us. It hurts. And that's what most of us are feeling.
Well, then what's your message to the president? What's your message to Joe Biden?
I'm praying for you, sir. Do the best you can. Get that G.I. Joe on. Come on. We got some boys and girls still over there, man. We got to go get them. We got to go get them, and we're doing that. I think the American people need to take a deep breath. We've been through a lot. And this just kind of added fuel to it, to the fire. So I tell all of our people out there, just take a deep breath. Relax. And I know that's tough, but we'll handle this. We'll get it done. And even if the right things aren't happening right now, we'll shift course. We're a big machine. And we want to do the best we can for y'all. Always believe that. Anybody in the uniform, we are trying our level best to make y'all just honored to be, to have us.
Incredible. You know, that's how Joe Biden should have answered George Stephanopoulos. We've got this. We're fine. We're setting deadlines aside. We've got this. We're going to go get them. It's America. Pray for us to do it. Do it swiftly and without any harm to anybody. Couldn't say that because he's more worried about politics. It's disgusting. That Navy SEAL nailed it. What do you think? Tell me after this.
Let me introduce you to a couple of folks that can tell you more about the opportunities. They have an ABC Seamless where they are offering a $5,000 signing bonus. Scott Mullenkamp is the Chief Marketing Officer. Tell me a little bit about Scott. When somebody walks in, you determine their skill set, as you said, simple as being able to read a measuring tape and throw a hammer. That's where you start. What are you going to make at that entry-level position?
Entry-level position right now, we're close to $25 an hour.
Folks, you get the $5,000 signing bonus. You get the starting pay at... 20 some bucks an hour and get into those steps. That motivates me to say, I want to make 30, I want to make 25.
Our production teams are the best in the industry. There is nobody, and I mean nobody, that can make your house go from what it is to mind-blowing in our time frame. We show up on a Monday, we're there every day until the project's done.
What I need to do today to find out more about these opportunities.
Today, my personal cell phone, so I could use that one, but 701-293-5952. That number again, 701-293-5952. You can call or, if you prefer, text.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
On What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at DAC Diesel. CJ and the team can fix it. Sort of like that Navy SEAL. They're the Navy SEAL of diesel repair. They're in Bismarck. And you call them and say, hey, this is wrong and that's wrong, and I'm just starting to sound a little off. They say, okay, bring it in, we'll fix it. You know, that's the kind of leadership we need. And it's the North Dakota way. What's the problem? Let's fix it. This is not complicated. What's the problem? We'll fix it. That's the Prairie way. That's folks that... somebody said, okay, yeah, you want a homestead? Let's see here. You're at Ellis Island. How about North Dakota? You're going to go to North Dakota. How about Minnesota? How about South Dakota? Go hang out with Laura Ingalls Wilder. You just get on out there. Think about that grit. That's the kind of grit they have at DAG Diesel, on anything diesel. And we're coming up on 30 years of experience for CJ and his team. Pretty incredible. Great team there. Semi-trucks, pickup trucks, tractors, 4-plus additive, turbo cleaner. That anti-gel super clean product, is folks are raving about it. And if you want to be a dealer, you can. Call CJ, 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011 or online at dacdiesel.com. One more clip I want to play for you. This is the guy that used to be a former UK Foreign Secretary. Now he's the head of something called the IRC, the International Rescue Committee. He's talking about not one crisis in Afghanistan, but three. Listen to this.
There are three humanitarian crises in Afghanistan at the moment. First, there are 20 million people who are dependent on humanitarian aid to survive. There are 500,000 people who've been displaced by fighting over the last 6 to 8 weeks. And then there are the tens of thousands of people who are hoping to get out. And each one needs to be addressed properly. The International Rescue Committee has worked in Afghanistan, as you suggest, since 1988. We were there before the Taliban took power, during their period in office, and then since 2001. And what we know is that untended humanitarian crisis leads to further political crisis.
This is unbelievable what he's saying there, folks. We're hearing about the tens of thousands right now that are clamoring to planes at the airport because they want to get out, right? That's what we're seeing on our TV screens. Well, there's another 5,000 that don't have a home to go to, that have been literally hiding because of the fighting that's gone on in the last 6 to 8 weeks as the Taliban surged. All part of, again, a fake deadline, a political deadline, and a shredding of an agreement that called for a conditions-based withdrawal. Now, I'm with, we had some people call yesterday and say, Scott, it's just time. We just got to get out. It's time. It's time. It's time. Couldn't agree anymore. It is definitely time. And the plan designed by Donald Trump, the 45th President of the United States, and his Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, his defense team, was working beautifully. We were down to 2,500 troops, and the Taliban was scared of us. So they didn't disrupt 5,000 people. They didn't send tens of thousands of people running to the airport. And there was a plan in place to say, look, we still need to provide aid to the 20 million people who will die if the Taliban decides they're going to do what they do. Because they don't care about the 20 million people. They don't care about them. That was all part of the Trump plan that has been blown off by Team Biden. Not one, not two, but three crisis flashpoints right now. All of which because of a political deadline and a, we don't like Trump, we got to get out of there. To heck with this condition-based withdrawal, we want out now. And if you don't believe me, I'll play the 90 seconds of Joe Biden and George Stephanopoulos a second ago where he couldn't answer a simple yes or no question. If you're not able to get the people you want to get out by August 31st, will you extend the deadline? He would not say yes. He would not say yes. They don't care about anything other than the deadline. And the rest of that interview, I'll just paraphrase it for you. We didn't do anything wrong, and we expected all of this. That's what he said. Is that okay with you? Is that okay with you?
Wow.
But that doesn't mean we should be there forever. It doesn't mean those 20 million people are the responsibility of the United States of America. I believe we do too much of this ourselves. But it was our mess. And there was a plan that was working to extract us from the mess, and keep the bad actors in check. We blew it off for a political deadline. Are you okay with that? 258-0550 or call 271-1100. You can text me too at 367-2054. Here's somebody that just did. I hope this takeover of Afghanistan is not smoke and mirrors to take attention off the ramming through of the $3.5 trillion bill. Pay attention, Republicans. Okay, do we think this is a distraction? Of course it is. Now, I don't think they planned, okay, this should work okay. We'll just get a little bit of a mess going over there, and then nobody will think about all this over here. I don't think they planned that, but I think their incompetence, naturally, is now the focus, more so than the $3.5 trillion that they're trying to ram through. And Pelosi and Schumer don't care about our troops. Don't care about anything other than the political wins. So they're behind Joe. So they'll continue to try to ram through the $3.5 trillion deal. And I believe that job just got tougher with Afghanistan. That's Scott Hinnon's opinion. I believe it just got tougher. And as much as people are upset with Kevin Cramer and John Hovind for going along with actual infrastructure in the $1 trillion bill, which was paid for with COVID waste repurposed and a highway trust fund, that is for that very purpose. The Republicans and a handful of Democrats can now say, we did infrastructure. Now you got a mess over there. Hard stop. It's another reason to stop it. I will judge the ultimate success of whether it was the right thing to do on the $1 trillion by whether or not they stopped the $3.5 trillion. And the incompetence of Joe Biden just helped that happen. Right now, right there. Texter says, Scott, I'm a new listener for a year plus now. Thank you for getting a true message out regarding our country. My comment is, we need our people home from Afghanistan first. Leaving all the weapons behind, including drones and heavy artillery for our enemies, to have, in my mind, should be considered an act of treason for the current administration. Yeah, isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? I would agree with you. Line one, I'm going to go to you. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Am I on? Is this me?
It is. Yep. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Scott, for taking my call. Just have a quick comment. Does it surprise anybody that Biden couldn't answer the question about the deadline? He lied in July about, well, there won't be helicopters getting people out of the embassy. The Democrats lied. They said Trump was a Russian spy. There's no crisis at the border. That's all fine. I guess my question is, Scott, why would anybody in America believe anything that comes out of, for sure, a Democrat politician's mouth? And why does the country continue to lean so hard to the left and believe all these things that are happening when they're all right in front of our face?
Because we're not doing a good enough job. We're not doing a good enough job. Us, we, in taking this upon ourselves. The media's to blame, the swamp's to blame. But to me, if you love America, if America's worth it, you just take that back 1, 10, 50 at a time, Facebook, Instagram, whatever. Because anybody that actually is paying attention, they get it. They'd have to. You can't deny that. But not enough people are paying attention.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue High ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors. Up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Wind. It's everywhere in North Dakota. A permanent and abundant natural resource. An energy source we should harness. Wind Energy paid $11 million in property taxes and $19 million to landowners in 2019. 26 counties, 1,000 landowners, and 3,400 employees stand united in Wind Energy. Wind Energy, a permanent and abundant natural resource for North Dakota. For more information, see ndforallenergy.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senior Taliban Commander Wahidullah Hashimi on Wednesday laid out the foundation of how Afghanistan will be governed since taking Kabul. He says there will be an Islamic government with Sharia law and no democratic system at all. Wind-driven wildfires raged Wednesday through the mountains of Northern California near and around Grizzly Flats, California. That's between Sacramento and Carson City, Nevada. The fires have burnt hundreds of homes, forcing thousands of people to flee to safety. The Caldor Fire continued to grow in the Sierra Nevada mountains southwest of Lake Tahoe, covering 84 square miles on Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 382 points Wednesday as the Federal Reserve meeting minutes from July suggest the central bank could be tapering its asset purchases this year. Tapering is the reduction of a rate at which a central bank accumulates new assets on its balance sheet. USA Radio News.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today. ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
What's on your mind is brought to you in part by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. And I tell you, a lot of things they do and have been doing since 1908. Think about that. High-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services. Yes, Bismarck, Mandan, but literally across the region. North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. Chances are, if you're looking at a high-profile building, a big manufacturer, H.A. Thompson & Sons is helping them manage their costs and their mechanical systems. But I dare say the most important thing they're doing right now is with indoor air quality products. There are many, many, many components to mechanical systems. And there's all kinds of manufacturers that can incorporate better indoor air quality. It's pretty simple, really. If you're able to increase the intake of the outside air to make the indoor environment healthy. It's something we've been working on for a long time. You heard about sick building syndrome, for instance, years ago, right? And yet, today we hear more about COVID and other things in the air to take on harmful bacteria and viruses and mold. And, you know, you save money because you extend the life of your equipment. The business is better. It's a healthier place to work. And they've done this for long-term care facilities. And significantly reduce the amount of cases of COVID. Bars have done this. Businesses, homes have done this. If you want to get serious about removing every possible threat that you can, you only can do so much. But if you want to take it seriously and look at the filtering systems that remove those harmful elements from the air that are the best efficiency and cost, the ranges from, you know, a Chevy on up to a Cadillac, a Ford on up to a Lincoln, you get the idea? HATandSons.com. HATandSons.com. Find sponsor of this program. Find out more. Call them today. Quick call from Kevin and Stephanopoulos. Kevin Cavalier, that wants to talk about Mr. Stephanopoulos. And then we're going to talk about a decision by the Biden administration that affects long-term care here, everywhere, in just a moment. Kevin and Cavalier, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I happen to see Stephanopoulos ask Biden about Afghanistan and about terrorists, and he said, Biden said, well, it's metastasized and it's problems in Syria, North Africa. And Stephanopoulos sort of followed up saying, well, when we leave Afghanistan, do you think it's going to get like that there? Never followed up with that question. I mean, they can't even do a good interview or a news report, whatever you want to call. Pretty sad.
Yeah, no, you're right. Those were not tough questions. He came there with the robotic, here's what I'm going to say, and I'm not even really hearing the questions. And again, you're absolutely right. Not that difficult. And it's,
you know, let me know. Let me know when he sits down. Let me know when he sits down with Mark Levin. That's what I'm.
Or even Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah,
go to Bill O'Reilly. Go to
those guys.
Yeah,
how about Tucker Carlson. Right.
Yeah, and he's not going to go to somebody that is you know, self-identifies as a conservative, but he could go with somebody on the journalism side that actually asks. He should do Richard Engel. Richard Engel's a flaming lib, but he has been in Afghanistan for decades. You know, a regular on ABC News, go to Richard Engel. I mean, this isn't difficult. Folks, here's the bottom line. He can't.
Right.
He can't.
Exactly.
He can't answer these questions. He can't conduct himself in an interview. He is so far over his head, it's embarrassing. And you know what? I don't care about that. That's like a political thing. What I care about is the reputation of the United States of America, and right now, we are dog meat on the international stage. We're dog meat. Our word is no good. We can't be trusted. No one's scared. That should scare every person within the sound of my voice, especially parents with young kids and, you know, grandparents with grandkids.
I said that this morning.
Yes, this is the thing we had to worry about. There's a lot to worry about, I get it, but one of the things that caught my attention yesterday was the news that the Biden administration would be requiring long-term care facilities to vaccinate their staff and threatening to withhold funds if that didn't happen. Shelley Peterson is the president of the North Dakota Long-Term Care Association. Our own Chris Larson, super producer, is the chairman of the Reuniting Residents and Families Task Force chairman. I wanted to get their reaction to this news. Shelley, you first. What is your take on what you heard yesterday? Daniel, is Shelley hooked up there? And is she able to hear me, Daniel? Okay, you tell me when Shelley's hooked up, and I'll start with Chris. How about that? So Chris, again, super producer Chris Larson, whose day job is helping keep the show run smoothly, also has taken on the volunteer role of reuniting residents and families, and that's a task force, and worked diligently all through COVID, continues to work on this. When you heard it, what'd you think, Chris?
Well, it you know, didn't surprise me. It's frustrating, but As I've seen this pandemic go on, Scott, I knew at one point, especially when we started talking variants and not even just Delta, I had a sneaking suspicion at one point it was going to come.
And does it feel like, okay, I mean, as we talked to Grant Richardson earlier from Bethany as an example, one long-term care facility in the Fargo-Moorhead Metro, and he said, you know, we got 93% vaccination rate among our staff, and a lot of healthcare is going to this. Sanford sort of led on this front, and now many are following that lead of Sanford and doing the same thing. But the unique part of this seems to me to be the, you know, the threat, I can't think of a better word, that if you don't do this, you lose federal funding. Do you think that's fair, Chris?
I don't think it's fair, Scott, because a lot of this federal funding goes, at least in my eyes, to the betterment of people that can't do things on their own. So to threaten federal funding, I mean, we're already strapped in a pandemic. I just don't see that as being fair.
Shelley Peterson is here now, president of the North Dakota Long-Term Care Association. Your just first blush thoughts when you heard this, Shelley.
Thanks, Scott. It's a pleasure to be on your show and talk a little bit about this issue. My first thought was, you know, right now in North Dakota, we have 2/3 of our workforce vaccinated. We've been steadily increasing that number a little bit each week. So we've been making progress, and that's fully vaccinated. North Dakota, on average, is only 50-51% fully vaccinated. So we're doing better than the rest of the state, and we've been working really hard on it. I would love, our goal was to have 80% of all healthcare workers vaccinated. So part of me was, this might be a positive thing to help us because we know we have some vulnerabilities, but I'm disappointed that it's not for all of healthcare. To single out just nursing facilities when we have hospitals, we have clinics, we have physician offices, we have dental offices, we have basic care, we have assisted living, but to single out just nursing homes, we all care for a number of vulnerable people. They should all be protected. And so as we look at mandates, let's treat all of healthcare, long-term care the same, and let's have the same standards. Our fear is some hesitancy people will have many options to go work in another healthcare setting, and we will not have staff.
This is a fair concern by being singled out, right? Because if you're singled out saying just long-term care, we'll lose federal funds if someone there is working there that doesn't have it, then I don't want to have it. I don't want to do it, then I'll go somewhere else that doesn't require it or even where it's going to start taking more people in that category or allow a health exemption or a religious exemption maybe that the long-term care facilities don't, and you're held to a different standard. That just doesn't seem right at all. I don't think it's a good idea, period. I think, again, we ought to have health freedom in this country, and that extends to people deciding, do I want to work for a long-term care facility or not if they require me to have this? And healthcare workers are making that decision right now. There's a lot of conversations going on in that regard, and people have to make a decision. I get that. But long-term care is right now under the thumb of the Biden administration saying, do it or your money goes away. I mean, that seems to be punitive, doesn't it?
It's a harsh penalty. It absolutely is. And no one can survive without Medicare and Medicaid funding. You're going to close the doors the following day. You cannot survive without it. Because those residents that are on Medicaid, and we have in a nursing facility, 55% of every, so 55 out of 100 are on Medicaid to pay their bill. The government is saying they won't pay their bill. So that would be very detrimental. And it's just, the consequences are dire. You can't do anything but mandate all your staff get vaccinated because you won't have funding to survive. And then, the other consequences, we were working towards the voluntary. And, there's been so much debate and it's become so politicized, the issue of masking, the issue of vaccines. I absolutely believe in the vaccine. It saves lives. Our numbers are drastically improved. But now it's taken out of our hands. We're going to have to accept it. We're going to have to urge our staff that are not vaccinated to get vaccinated. We need them. We can't run this business without them. What they do, should they choose to leave, I know we're going to have some facilities that will not be able to withstand that and will have to close and or shut down a portion of their facilities because we won't have staff. We can't operate and take care of people and do a good job without people, without staff.
One of the reasons we love Chris is because of his constant joyful spirit no matter what. And I know there's a bond, Chris, with you and long-term care workers you've had over the years. What kind of feedback are you getting from the staff? What are you hearing from folks where you are and at other long-term care facilities in North Dakota from this?
I didn't find out about this till later last night, so I haven't had a whole lot of time. But I have visited with a couple of facility staff, and obviously the frustration is there. And I talked to an administration member last night that stands that even in the hours after yesterday's announcement, very possibly could lose half their staff. And in a facility, large or small, losing half your staff is like Shelley said, facilities are going to have to close. I'm so frustrated at the fact that we're doing this just to long-term care, and I'm frustrated for my staff as well.
Yeah, it's frustrating. About a half a minute left, Shelley. Is there any national effort to push back on this? Is it what it is? We're going to deal with it now.
Our national association got about a 30-minute advance notice that this was going to be announced, and upon hearing that, I was on a national call where that was shared. And the response was, all of healthcare needs to be included in this. Go back and see if you can get all of healthcare. So our pushback is, all of health. If the government is going to mandate this, then it needs to be all of healthcare. So that's where we are right now, all of healthcare.
Yeah, and I don't think the government should mandate it. Enough of mandates. It's time for people to be able to make these decisions for themselves. And if that includes not working for someone, that's fine. But these threats are just, that's not America. Shelley Peterson, president of the North Dakota Long-Term Care Association on this breaking news. Chris Larson, chair of the Reuniting Residents and Families Task Force. Thank you both. Jim, the flagpole guy, and more of your calls when we come back.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you, the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. at First International Bank and Trust. We're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
If you are upgrading or remodeling your office space, you need to talk to InterOffice and hear how they partner with Herman Miller. They help businesses organize and improve their office space and energy. In their new location, they doubled their showroom space to showcase more Herman Miller furniture and carry more chairs and styles for you to try out. The only place to get Herman Miller in North Dakota is at InterOffice, with locations in Fargo and Bismarck. InterOffice, environments for life.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, TiVo, and 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV. And go to Newsmax.com for breaking news now, 24/7. It's a source I trust, and you can too. Watch Newsmax TV today. And if your cable company doesn't have Newsmax, tell them, get Newsmax now. Newsmax TV.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full spectrum. And organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that.
Back on What's on Your Mind, Jim the Flagpole Guy in a moment here. Levi and Bismarck, let's get you in here. 800-228-0550. Local numbers are 258-0550 in Bismarck, 271-1100. In Fargo, Moorhead, call from wherever you're listening today. 550-KFIRE, 1090, KTGO, booming to the Bach, and my gosh, Highway 2 corridor, Williston, all the way over to Minot, and up and down the northwest North Dakota, northeast Montana. We love all of our listeners on KTGO, KLTC on the western edge in Dickinson as well, and of course, the iHeart Media app, and so many other ways to listen to us as well. We appreciate it. Levi, your thought, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. Hello, everyone in North Dakota, everywhere else in America right now. These mandates have gotten so out of control that you are now threatening to take money away from healthcare facilities because of an untested experimental vaccine that hasn't even got just positive for COVID, did it?
I lost you at the end of that, Levi. Your question was what?
Didn't Governor Abbott just get test positive for COVID after
he did.
Fully vaccinated?
Yeah, he
so
did.
How is this working? How are these mandates? You have a mandate to be vaccinated or a mandate to be have the mask.
Yeah.
How
is I think one thing that medically I've heard, and I do agree, the vaccine is not completely an inoculation for the next variant, but it is your best chance not to get it. So I think I've heard 65% effective if you've been fully vaccinated on the variant. That's Delta. I'm not sure on the lambda ding dong, but there's still a chance you could get it without it. So you're right. I mean, you still got to take that into factor. I keep saying, why are we not dealing with the therapies? Why are we not front and center with those to say, hey, you don't want to get it. Wash your hands, socially distance where you can. If you choose to wear a mask, wear a mask. I mean, if you want to get vaccinated, get vaccinated. Health freedom should allow me to make all those decisions. And then, by the way, if I get it, here's what I do. Here's what I do.
Exactly.
You know,
you have your gene therapies. You have everything like that you can do to help yourself after you contract it. I believe a couple of years ago, California made it a misdemeanor with a $50 fine to infect somebody else with AIDS. How is that okay? But we walk around here and just bow down to this government mandate. We can't do this anymore. I want to tell you guys tonight at 8:00 at the House of Labor in Bismarck, North Dakota, at 123 Front. East Front Avenue, we're going to be having a meeting tonight about mandates, but we need you to stop them so we don't get fired, so we don't lose our jobs, so this federal funding can still come to our healthcare facilities. We need to stand up to this tyranny right now before it's too late. 1938 Germany. This is very, very scary.
One more time on your meeting tonight. And by the way, next hour we're going to talk with one of the Republican Party chairmen from one of the districts in North Dakota. They're encouraging the governor and the Republican Party to take a stand for health freedom too. So more on this. Other efforts I think will go underway. And that's what you do. You just do something. You don't just take this. So Levi, tell us one more time about the time and place for the meeting tonight.
Again, tonight is going to be at the House of Labor in Bismarck on East Avenue. The address is 1323. And we're going to be talking about mandates and everything and how we can stop this from happening.
Your cell phone cut out. 1323, what's the street?
1323 East Front Avenue, House of Labor.
East Front Avenue, got it, the House of Labor. And I said, what time tonight?
8:00 tonight.
Got it. All right, there you go, folks. That's the way to take.
Thank you very much, Scott. Everyone, God bless you all.
You as well, Levi. Thank you. Jim the Flagpole guy is here to tell us about the way you can at least fight for America by flying the red, white, and blue, the stars and stripes, and stand up for America. Jim will help you do that. He loves helping folks demonstrate their patriotism. How are you today, sir?
I'm excellent, Scott. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Good to hear your voice. What's on your mind today?
Hey, you know, all this crap in the news, it's basically all just fiction and lies. You know, you don't know who to believe, and then they're going to make you take a shot, and they never did any serious testing on it, and blah, 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 and then Biden supposedly our president, blah, 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 but let's talk about what's real. You know, there's a couple young bucks, I call them young, but they're in their 30s, they're in the Bismarck area, they got families, they own businesses, they're assuming risk, they're working hard, and you can just tell they work hard because you go arrive at their house, put a flagpole in, and their houses are well kept, and their wives are very nice and beautiful children, and they're just trying to live the American dream. And it's Josh Liegenfelder and Cody Igo, just a couple young bucks. They Igo Heating and Cooling, and Josh owns the modern, you know, landscaping, and they're customers of mine, and I'm just totally impressed by these young men. And you know, for every Cody and Josh that are out there, there's another 100, 200, 300 all across North Dakota. Y'all doing really well and you're all working hard. Keep up. We gotta maintain our excellence because, you know, the Bible says that, be sure of this, your sin will be found out, you know. and all this lies and communism and crap going on in America, you know what? We're going to win. Your commies aren't going to win. And truth will always win. And if your lies aren't found out in this earth, I'd kind of hate to be showing up in the pearly gates and thinking I could lie through that now.
No kidding. I tell you what, I hope you know you're getting a standing ovation everywhere this is heard. Could not have said it any better. It's why we love you. It's why we encourage folks to be a customer as well, like your two new friends in Bismarck. ndflagpoleguy.com or call this patriot. Fly the flag. 571-FLAG. Jim, the flagpole guy.
Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is here to tell you about a Hot Spring Spas. Great hot tub. What do they cost?
They start at around $29.95 up to $20,000 with everything in between. We have one for anybody's budget and backyard. And
great financing too, right?
We do have great financing options. You know, it is kind of a waiting list thing, but we do have them coming in 2021. So get on the list, get yours, be part of Every Day Made Better.
Wellness is the word to remember. Make 2021 much better. Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you.
You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bakken Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.